that district. Clarkson Everest leads Waterford, Our Lady, last I heard, 14-7. That's right. I got people.
Wow, no kidding. You got Clarkson Everest scores?
That's right.
You're trying to show me up.
No. It's postseason. Just bringing my A game, man.
I like it. Dave Hansen, we're freezing here. Final thoughts from Deckerville.
It was a lot of fun. The game took a little too long for our liking, but the Deckerville Eagles were outstanding tonight. They came out of the gate firing on all cylinders, and the defense, they took care of the Thumbs all-player Hunter James. I didn't get to see the best Hunter James had, and that really was disappointing, but all the credit goes to that Deckerville defense. He was pressured all game long. The run game had nothing, and when they went to their go-to and they aired it out, there was Deckerville Eagles everywhere picking passes off, and all that led to was more time of possession and more scores for the Eagles. And I know Augrey Sims is their next opponent, but I would not be surprised if they are Deckerville's next victim, and they're 10-0. It doesn't even matter. This Deckerville team, when they play defense like this, they are going to be a very difficult team to knock out.
And a big congratulations to Doug Cole with his first Media Roundtable winner on the season. He's now on the board, and Paul P. Adams retains his one-game lead. It's Paul P. Adams at 4, Dave Hansen 3, Mike Gallagher and Doug Cole each with 1, and Clark Ramsey with 1 as well in there. So
That means that Paul Adams is thrilled right now, because that means he's still clinging on to a lead, and I'm clinging desperately, I hope.
Well, and of course, tonight's presentation of the WLW Sports Network is brought to you by Thumb Sailor, Kodak Radiator and Air Conditioning of Bannex, More Motor Sales of Carroll, DS Services of Kansas City, More Shoreline, Chevrolet and Buick Conceiving, Randy's Hunting Center of Bannex, Valley Enterprise of Ubley, the Michigan High School Athletic Association, Apsley Fair, home of Deckerville, Kohler Propane of Bannex, Brown City and Memphis, and Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure? So, in a finale, in week number 1 of the postseason, it's the Deckerville Eagles in commanding fashion taking out the Kingston Cardinals 54-16 to move on to the second week of the postseason. Of course, you'll want to listen in to this Sunday at 7 p.m. to the Strong Side, and then we'll be back on air Friday at 6:05 p.m. as the Ubley Bearcats travel to Harbor Beach in a week in a district championship in a rematch from week number 5. On behalf of Doug Cole, Director of Sports Information, in-game analyst Dave Hansen, and I'm Clark Ramsey, producer and host of this broadcast. We hope you enjoyed tonight's game. We certainly did. From a cold and blustery Deckerville, the Eagles victorious 54-16 over the Kingston Cardinals to improve and take on Augrey Sims next week as the road to the Superior Dome continues for the Maroon and Gold. You've been listening to the WLW Sports Network, your home for high school football on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLWSports.com.